Okay, welcome everybody and ha happy birthday, everybody. Have a good party. I'm a friend and I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. And the reason I say grateful is this program saved my life. And I started out, ironically, as a restrictor in my 20s and 30s and thought I would. At that time, there was this popular model named Twiggy, if anybody's at my age will remember her. I always wanted to be like Twiggy. So she looked like Twiggy too, like a twig. And I wanted to be like that. So I restricted and restricted through my 20s and 30s. I didn't want to get heavy like my mom and grandma. So I started out as a restrictor and, every time I gained a few pounds, I was back at a diet club getting it off. And after I got into my, I am 77 years old 2 weeks from now. And I was a compulsive overeater for 75 years. When I first came into OA, it was 2 years ago. My birthday's January 7th. And I had 2 years. So I became in my 40s. I joined AA. I got a divorce from my first husband, and I started eating, and that's when it all started. Pounds started packing on, and I'm only 4'11". So when I get, I haven't got much room to put all that. So when I gain, and I look it, and so I just went. Instead of the alcohol, I picked up food to comfort myself and to take away my fears and to take away my inhibitions and whatever, any kind of mood changer I could find. I did overspending, eating, but I stayed off the alcohol. And so after joining Flash ahead of time, 30 years later, I'm still not drinking, and I've gone through a second divorce. And I joined OA. My AA sponsor happened to be in OA too, and she got sick of hearing me talk about I gotta lose weight, I gotta lose weight. And she said, why don't you try OA? Well, I said, I don't have a problem with food. I could take that first step and admit that I was a compulsive overeater, but I could not accept it. I was not going to accept it. And I was very lucky. I met my sponsor at my third meeting and started in the OA program. And it has changed my life completely. I work the steps. I go to a meeting every day. I have lost, I'm at my weight that I feel ideal with for about a year now and haven't gained any back. I have two sponsors, and so I am lucky. God has given me 2 12 steps and two sponsors and 2 12 step programs. How lucky can you be? I took care of my alcohol problem and my food problem by my higher power, and I love my God very much. I call my higher power God, and I love him so much that I was busy reading that chat. I gotta pay attention. I was my God has been so good to me. I married a second time after 30 years of being single, and I tell you, that was just 2 years ago, and it was right after I joined OA. Everybody heard me talk about being the happy bride, and then a horrendous thing happened. My husband committed a criminal act, and I got through a divorce, and I've been divorced 4 months now. And I stayed sober and abstinent through all of that. And that was only with the help of the people here, that the women here that called and checked on me, and the 12 steps, and my God, and all the trauma that was going on underneath. I knew there was peace. I could feel peace underneath it all. And I knew everything was going to be okay. And I've gone through a lot of trauma. My family left me because I married this man. My son wanted nothing to do with me. And all that's coming back to me now that I divorced him. My son has come back. My sisters have come back. And I'm gonna start crying. But I am so grateful for what I did lose and what is coming back, because I divorced the man. I'm staying abstinent. I'm working with my higher power and my sponsor. I do what I'm told, and my sponsor suggests something. I either one of them's have good I good suggestions for me. I couldn't love two women as much as I do these two women. And I get good suggestions. I just had an excellent from my one sponsor this morning that I could go off the rail on my ideas. My thinking is I can get crazy with my thinking, and if I don't have someone to check it and say, I think maybe that's not the good thing to do. I'm off wild doing my thing. And that's what a sponsor's for. They really keep you keep that's what I wanted one for, to keep me in check, to know when I was doing something, getting off the path, that they could she could would speak up and not be afraid. And this program, I got my self-esteem back. I got my respect for myself. I have my body image. I no longer hate my body. God has been good to me. I have gotten so much because of OA. I did 12, fourth and fifth steps a lot with my first 12-step program, but these two in OA have been so much more intense that more layers have peeled off and more layers have peeled off. And even though I was staying sober, there was still stuff in there that had to come out. And the fourth and fifth step in OA has done that for me. And I'm getting to learn myself more and more and like myself. And I love the meeting I go to. I started out with a two-way prayer meeting at noon. And then I was getting up so early in the morning, so I switched to the 5 a.m. meeting. So that's what I'm going to now. And I am so grateful to be here, and I am so grateful to be asked to be a speaker at this birthday party, because it's such a happy occasion. And when my program really turned around is when I started doing service work. And them two women that nudged me, that Claire and my sponsor nudged me when I said, I'm afraid I can't be a moderator, I can't be a newcomer greeter. And they nudged me, and oh my God, it just turned my program right around. And so service work is, to me, is it's the bomb, and I love it. And I'm so glad that I was nudged into doing it and not standing back out of fear like I do a lot of things. I procrastinate out of fear, and someone gives me a little nudge, and my higher power helps too with that. He put these people in my life, these women that have checked on me through all my trauma. This past 2023 was a wipeout for me, and I stayed sober and I stayed abstinent, and I didn't do it. My God, and all these people here in the 12 steps. And I can't say enough about the 12 steps. I'm working them right now with my sponsor, and getting to that scary step of step nine, where you got to make your amends. And I'm ready to do that too. I've done it before, and as I go along, there's less and less people that I resent, and less people I have to make amends to. And the list was long in the beginning, but it gets shorter as you go along, because I'm learning to live the right way. I'm learning to be kind and compassionate and loving. And I like myself like that. I like myself like this. I was not a happy camper when I was eating. I was miserable. I was hiding food. I was eating out of the wastebasket. I was getting up at night and eating with when my second husband was sleeping. And but he supported me in OA. got me going to OA and kept me going. He weighed my food and helped me go grocery shopping and took me to places where I could buy a lunch that would have what I could eat and not all his ethnic places he liked to go. He took me to family restaurants where I could have something that would be on my meal plan, and he supported me completely. And okay, I guess my time is up. I hope I made sense, because I'm just ready to cry right now. So I am so happy. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to see you two women that sponsored me. I'm so happy. Thank you.